chicken fried, and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio.
Oh, 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 oh.
Harmonized that one.
That was really good.
Kind of good again.
Aaron didn't do it again.
No. You know, he's, I guess he wants to leave us wanting more. That's what he said last time.
Oh, so. Yeah, he's shy.
By wanting more, he does nothing at all, which right. is the perfect way to do
except
it.
Except just
I'm busy twice a show, the beginning and the end.
That's true. No, he's over there. I see him. He's like Mr. Oz behind the curtain. Don't pay attention to him.
Oh, yeah. Then he also always knows the answers
yeah, he
to
does.
Things. Ryan, that was that swimmer's name. Chio.
Cheer!
I couldn't
yeah, we were
Ryan
talking
something.
Off air.
Lochte.
Ryan Lochte.
See, that's what air comes in handy.
Yeah. So we just like make random noises right before we
chill, chill, chill.
So it was just going, chill, chill.
I know.
I go, wait, who did that?
I usually do. Yeah, yeah.
It was a swimmer.
Ryan Lochte.
Because yeah. he tried to like trademark the word.
Oh, yeah, chill.
Cheer.
Yeah.
Like, you
yeah,
know, late
like,
night talk shows talking about, oh, my new thing is chill. Like, he's being serious.
Yeah,
like,
oh, my God.
Your new thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
weird.
I think it started with a J.
Yeah.
But it's
it
not
was.
A real word because I've tried it on Words with Friends and it does not work.
Doesn't count?
Mm-mm. Doesn't count.
Well, good.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Yeah.
How was Denver? I know you were in Denver.
It was amazing. So many people came out. It was so cool.
You did the one that was Greenwood
Village.
Greenwood Village.
Uh-huh. And so that was the one that's not downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, my old roommate came. I forgot how many people I know in Denver.
Well, Denver's got a lot of comedians.
Yeah.
I mean, it's right. If you think about it, it's perfect because it's right in the middle of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a short flight any direction.
Mm-hmm.
And Denver's awesome.
Yeah.
And they got, I mean, the club, there's a lot of comedians that live there.
Yeah. My friend Mark Bauer and his wife came out. We used to do sketch together here. And like, I don't know, it was awesome. But my skin is like still dry from it.
Oh, yeah. It is a mile
it's
high
like
hair,
so
isn't it?
So dry there.
Yeah.
And I got to see my cousin, Victoria, who just moved there from Istanbul.
Okay.
With her husband, yeah.
Okay.
So that was cool. They took me all around.
Did you get out of the Greenwood area?
Yeah, well, they took me to Red Rocks. And
oh, nice.
So I got to see that.
Well, did you go see someone or just go see the
no,
like?
We just went
yeah,
for
I mean,
a hike.
Yeah, because there's like a amphitheater there,
yeah.
too. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so we just walked to the amphitheater.
Got it.
Looked around, and then we went to Cherry Creek Park, which is some big park in the middle of their town, and it's like 40 acres bigger than Central Park. It is huge.
Oh, sweet.
There's a guy ice fishing. It was amazing.
Wow, you get out.
I did.
Yeah. That's good. That's my new thing this year. I'm getting out.
You getting out?
Yeah. I mean, out of the hotel room, you know, doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you had some friends to do stuff with. That's cool.
Yeah, normally, yeah. A lot of times I'll just sit in my room.
Well, that place, I mean, did they put you up at the condo right next to the?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that whole area pretty much has everything you need.
Yeah.
And the condo's nice.
Condo's really nice.
And it's like that theater's right next to you. You got lots
there's
of good little
theater.
Restaurants
uh-huh.
right there. So it's easy to just not do anything.
Yeah.
Just stay there. Especially if you don't have a car.
Yeah.
You know, so. But I love Denver. Good clubs there. The one downtown's awesome. You did the Greenwood, you said?
Greenwood Village.
Did you ever go to the roof of that place? Because they had like a hot tub up there.
Oh.
With a pretty cool view.
With the condo?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't go to the roof, but there's a jacuzzi on the.
Maybe it's that same floor then.
Yeah.
But it's like up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, it is not on the bottom floor.
Right.
So it was a beautiful view of the mountains.
Well.
What'd you do?
I was here. I've been getting healthy.
Yeah?
I have.
Okay.
I went to the doctor for the first time in like 5 years. Last time I was there was in 2013.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So I went in there, got a full checkup.
Uh-huh. And?
Full.
Uh-huh. Are you still a man or did they?
I don't know. That's debatable because I got my prostate exam.
Yeah, right.
So for the first time,
you lost your...
I felt like a female in a weird way. I don't know if you know anything about this exam. I'm sure you've heard people talk about it.
What?
It's, they check your butthole, see? Guy puts a glove on, right?
Oh, he put a glove on?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
that
nice.
That was nice. Well, here's the fun, right? So I go in there. I'm like, dude, I've not been here in 5 years. I want you to pretend I've done everything bad. Check me for that.
Yeah.
He's like, all right. I said, I'm 45, never had that exam, that prostate exam mm-hmm. either. He's like, yeah, okay. And then, like, he just keeps, so I got, like, an EKG.
Oh,
so
nice.
My heart's good.
Okay.
Cholesterol's good.
Wow, good.
High blood pressure.
Okay.
Got that from Father Reed. So that one's on the board. Cholesterol, good. I got like fat blood. Yeah, it's
what does
like
that mean?
High triglycerides. Aaron, you ever heard of that one? High triglycerides?
I mean, I have heard of that. I did not know that's what that meant.
Yeah, so you got fat blood. I eat a lot of cheese.
Well, me too. I'm right there with you.
You have fat blood?
My blood's a
that
pig.
That sounds like you're a descendant of a lot of fat people.
Yes. It's not big boned. It's big
fat
blooded.
Blood.
Yeah. He's big blooded.
Okay.
So I have the big blood.
I said, okay.
But I just got to watch what I eat.
That's better than the sugar in the blood.
That's right.
Sugar.
Yeah, blood. I don't have diabetes.
That's good.
Diabetes or diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
I have eaten neither one of those.
Yeah.
Type 1 through 100. None of it.
And if he did a prostate, you're not pregnant.
Well, here's what. Not pregnant. That's true. So we're going through all these tests, right?
Uh-huh.
And then he's like, this doctor keeps going in and out of the room. Like, he's talking to a bunch of people at once. And I'm going like, okay, so he said. I didn't know going to this visit that I was going to get the exam.
Oh, okay.
I would have prepped myself.
You would have worn something nice?
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know what I would have done, but my head would have been in the game. Like, I would have known what to do, what to look forward to.
You might not have gotten to the doctor on time, is what you're saying.
I may have canceled. But it's probably good I didn't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Honestly.
For sure.
Because maybe I wouldn't have gone.
Yeah.
Anyway. So he goes, he's in the room. He's like, okay, going to do it no more. Go ahead and take your clothes off. Just leave your underwear on. I'll be right back. I'm like, all right. I'll do that.
I've heard that before.
Okay. So I do that. And I'm thinking, he said, I'll be back in 2 minutes. And then 15 minutes goes by. And
it's
I'm
freezing in there.
I'm sitting there like counting cotton balls,
yeah.
Reading stuff on the wall like, okay.
I know. It's amazing.
I wonder
what
if I have that
reading.
One.
No.
Yeah. So I'm like, and then here he comes. He's like, puts the gloves on. He's like, okay, I don't know if you know this.
Did he smack the glove on?
It made a noise. Like he puts it all the way on and then flicks it from like
to his elbow?
Well, he stretched it so he could see. Like, that's just to scare you. Like I could go this deep if I wanted to. But it just goes pow like that. Puts the glove on. He got a little lube. Put that on his finger. And he goes, all right, get on your side. Pull your knees up to your chest, which I can't
do. In the fetal position.
Yeah, fetal position.
Basic.
Yeah. He didn't say that, but that's what it was. Go ahead and get in the fetal position. So I do that, lay on my side, pull my knees up. Then you just pull your underwear down. I go, okay, here it comes. And it's like, whoosh, whoosh. It was over in 2 seconds.
Okay, yeah.
It was so fast.
Was it good for him?
Probably not. But here's the thing. Like, I was convinced that I had a large prostate. I'm 45. I get up to pee a lot at night. I'm thinking, it's about time. I'm probably that guy.
I thought that was just like a big, I'm also have a big, because I have a
big wiener.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my wiener's full of the pee, not my bladder or anything. It's just all in the wiener.
Gotta go
empty that out.
You thought you had a big prostate because that's a good thing or something.
Well, I just, you watch late night infomercials. It's all about big prostates.
Oh, yeah?
So we must
watch different channels tonight.
We probably do. I'll forward you my commercial info.
Oh, okay, great.
But no, I'm thinking I'm pretty sure I thought I had one, right? And he goes, pa pow, pa poom. Oh, you're good.
Oh,
and I'm
yeah?
like, what?
Did you really look around?
I said, no way. I said, you could tell from that. I was like, get back in there. I want two fingers this time. I don't believe you. I'm getting a second opinion right now from that second finger. I don't want you to bring that wedding ring back out. No, but apparently I got a normal prostate, so that's good.
Okay, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Well, not going in 5 years, that can kind of like, you start thinking, oh, man, I've been living it up.
Yeah,
I know.
Doing
lots of fun out there on the road.
Well, now that I'm 40, I think I have to start getting mammograms or something.
You've never had one?
No.
Not ever?
I don't think so.
Oh, man, come on.
I just do the... They just do the hand test.
Oh, right.
When you're in there and laying
that
on your
back. Mammogram would scare me as a female because I've seen those machines.
And they squeeze your chest
it's
real
like
tight.
Make it, yeah, they try to make it like a pancake, right?
Yeah.
They say, plop this up here where I'm squeezing.
Yes.
Like,
I know. And I'm a little bit more gifted in that area than I'm normally.
I've never. I always look right into your eyeballs.
I cover it up very well. I do not like it. So I definitely tend
All right.
to hide them.
Congratulations.
But, yeah. I remember going to the doctor one time for my girl exam.
Yeah.
And, your legs are up in these stilts.
Yeah. Oh, that's
They're like all up high, and they had to.
How often are you supposed to do that one?
You do that once a year.
Once a year.
Yeah.
So that one you do
your
more.
Your well woman exam is what they call it.
Well woman exam. I think I have my first one.
So they tested my prostate too. No, but he like looks like he's like looking around. He's like, ugh. He made that sound like, ugh. Right. Like he was just disgusted. Oh. But he was saying, but he goes, ugh, your cervix is boring.
Oh.
Right? Like I.
Thank you?
Yeah. I'm like, isn't that a compliment? Like that just means I haven't had kids.
Yeah. Oh. Well, that's a good thing. But that he should have phrased that better.
Why did he say that?
That's not how you say. That's not how you say you have a healthy cervix.
Right.
It's boring.
Like he made trying to make me feel bad about it.
Oh.
Where I was like, I mean, that's what my parents do about me not having a kid. I don't need you to do that,
yeah.
Doc.
Your cervix is boring.
Your cervix is boring.
Your bedside manner sucks ass. How about that? Now we're even.
Yeah, I've never had too many other bad instances.
I had this other thing I had to do, like, because they took your blood. That's how it starts. Mm-hmm. And then they did the blood pressure EKG. And then he said, because, well, since you've never been tested for all these things, we're going to do a stool sample.
Oh, yeah. Goodness.
But you don't do that one right there.
Is that where you try to? Oh, okay. You don't do that there.
No, what are you going to say?
I'm thinking a stool sample is, yeah. You know, like where you look for the right height of one so you can yeah. get stuff off the
right.
shelf.
Right. You're like, let's see here.
Which stool do I like?
On my
the
back.
Top one?
This yeah. one spins. Yeah. Poo-poo. We're talking poop. So they give you a kit to take home.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, you had to.
Yeah.
Wait, how does
Go ahead.
That? No, I don't know how it works. I'm like.
I didn't either.
You have to put something up there, or you just, when it comes out, then you test it?
You do what you normally do.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So it's going to be hanging out there in that toilet, right? Then they give you this kit, and it's like, it's got this long brush.
Okay.
Yeah. It looks like a paintbrush.
Okay.
And they say just give it a couple swabs, and then we have this little, like a little piece of paper that you would just, that soaks up whatever. You know what I'm talking about? Like a, not like a
litmus test?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is that what that is?
A
litmus
yes.
test? It's like a piece of paper that soaks up whatever water or liquid or poop you would put on it. Is that what
I feel like Aaron wants to jump in.
It's
and
a shit. It's a shitmus test.
I've had all these done.
Have you done the stool sample?
Yeah.
We had to put like it. Dude, did you do this? Did you have to mail your poop?
Yeah.
Yes!
You have to mail
we
it.
We mailed our poop.
Yeah.
Aaron.
It's like
dude.
A little matchbox. You know.
We're poop brothers.
Yeah.
I love this about us.
You're
getting
Eskimo
closer.
Poop brothers.
I wonder if our if our poops have flown in the air together at the same time on the same plane and going somewhere. Probably didn't take a flight. Probably just long. Yeah. It's going to California.
You airmailed your poop.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So you have to you take the brush and you swab and dab.
You paint your poop.
You do it twice and they say they need two samples.
Mm-hmm.
So one is from one poop. And then the second one's from a different poop. It can be in the same day, or it can, but it has to be two separate poops. And I go, I can knock this out one day.
I'm an overachiever.
Yeah. Well, how soon do you need it? I got some in my underwear right now for that damn prostate exam. Which, by the way, you know, because I had other things to do right after that doctor visit. I didn't know I was getting that.
Uh-huh.
So I had planned on doing other things, but you can't walk around like that. Afterwards, things leak.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Wait.
Because they had a lot of lube.
Wait, your
butt
leaks?
So things
leaks?
Were coming out of, well, that time it did. But it wasn't anything nasty other than the lube. It's dripping down. It's gravity. You see?
Oh, my God.
Welcome
this
to
is
the
so
shit
gross.
Show, everybody.
This is so
sorry about that. But you asked me what was up.
Yeah. I'm glad that they didn't tell you, because I remember I had to get a spinal tap one time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it was...
I need to know everything about that.
Huh?
Does it hurt?
Well...
What do they do?
You also can't move, because if you move, it could totally, like, mess up your system, like your brain and your... Because they test your spinal fluid, and which is also your brain fluid.
Right.
Right?
Why did you have that?
Because I had meningitis, and which I had gotten in Afghanistan.
What is that?
What is Afghanistan?
Yes. No, the word that is, that's a pronoun, yes?
Yes.
No, I mean like
meningitis.
I forgot. I've heard of that. I forgot what
it was. It's a viral or bacterial infection in your spinal fluid and your brain fluid. So you start losing motor function. I was stuttering a lot.
No kidding.
You have a headache that won't go away. And I had had it for like 9 days, and I had gone to the emergency room twice, and both times they told me I just had a cold.
Yeah.
And I was like, God, I mean, I've taken all kinds of medicine. I'm like chugging emergency and stuff. And so finally, like, I just literally almost couldn't walk anymore. And
You couldn't, your legs?
And I was stuttering every word.
That's
scary as hell. Yeah. And then a friend of mine worked for a neurologist here in Los Angeles.
How long ago was this?
This was in 2011.
Wow, not that long ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he was like, you need to go to the hospital immediately. And so when I get there, you know that you check in the emergency room and they're like, what are your symptoms? And I had so many, you know? So I was just like, I have meningitis.
Yeah.
And they were like, whatever, you do not have meningitis. Like, you wouldn't be walking around. Uh-huh. So they just sit me down, make me go sit out there in the, you know, waiting room for 3 hours.
Oh.
And then, I know, because I was like, you know, women deal with pain differently. Yeah. So, like,
you guys can handle it.
We can handle a lot of pain, like physical, you know. And so, you know, I finally get into the emergency room, and the doctor, I tell her my symptoms, and she's like, I said, I've been in Afghanistan, and I know it's contracted through, fluids, like bodily fluids.
Okay.
And I hadn't, like, but I hadn't made out with anybody or anything, but I, several of the bases that we would visit, some of them didn't have toilets.
Oh.
So they don't have porta potties because there's no way to empty them because they're out in the middle of nowhere.
Wow.
So you have to use a wag bag, which is... So that basically they have like a toilet stall,
mm-hmm.
and you go and you put the bag around the toilet,
I've seen
and then
those.
You go in the bag, and then you put in this gel, and then you seal it up, and then you walk over and throw it in the fire. Well,
wow, I didn't know the gel in the fire part, bro.
Right? Yeah. So they have pee tubes all over the base for the guys, but I can't go in a pee tube.
Right.
So I had to go pee in the bag. Well, I have to get really close to the fire to get the bag in because every time you throw it, it just flies down the base and you're like running after your pee bag.
What is that? Yeah. Making it rain.
Yeah. So I was like, I think, you know, it could have happened there.
Yeah.
Could have gotten it just from the air because it's also burning all kinds of feces. And then also we were at one of the bases had, it was a big, like, I don't think it was Leatherneck. I think it was the other big one, like the main one in Afghanistan, but they had this thing called Poop Lake because it was just
cesspool.
Like, literally just like it's poop.
Yeah.
It's
a big body of water to just where all the shit goes.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But so that they can try to deal with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's 15,000 people on that base, so
there's a million ways you could have got meningitis.
A million. So anyway, I'm like laying down and she says, she's like, I'm going to do the spinal tap on three. And she said, move because...
Is it a needle?
It's a needle.
And where does it goes in your spine?
It goes in the base of your spine.
Around the neck area
and
or lower
long.
Back?
It's like 3 inches long.
Is it? But where on the back? Is it lower back?
Lower back, like right above
your
butt bone.
You're laying down.
Yeah, right above your tailbone.
And she just one through three.
Yep.
And then, okay.
Yeah, but she did it on two.
Of course.
Which was smart. Because I did not anticipate that. And, oh, yeah, it's extremely painful.
And you had to lay still.
Because they put the needle in, and then they draw it out.
Yeah.
So they have to pull all the some fluid out, and then they test that. And then,
how long does that process take to get all that fluid out?
No, not very long. It only took maybe, like, 10 seconds.
That's a long time, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
with
a long
the needle
time to
in
lay
your back?
Still. With a 3-inch needle in your back that could paralyze you if it goes in the wrong place.
That scares me.
So it was so funny, too, because the nurse came in and she's like, they said that you might have gotten this in Afghanistan. And I was like, yeah. And she's like, what were you doing there? And I said, oh, you know, buying property. Because that's what I always say whenever people ask me.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I was there for the troops. And she's like, oh, my son's over there. And he said he saw a comedian, and I was like, oh my God, that's crazy. Well, if he saw a woman, it was probably me.
Yeah.
And then after they admitted me into the hospital, they didn't take me up to my room yet. The nurse came back and she shows me a picture of her and her son on her phone.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. And like, what are the odds?
Wait, and you didn't recognize him though? No.
Not really, but okay. You know, I recognize where the
base
was.
Oh, the base. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
Like, so.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
So he probably did see you.
Oh, yeah. No, he had a picture of me and him together. We were both in the...
Okay, I'm sorry.
No. Oh, yeah. So it was me and him in the picture. And she's like, that's you.
That's awesome.
I was like, what are the chances? Yeah. And then I was in the hospital for 4 days.
So what happened with the fluid? Did they check that?
Yeah, they said, like, you have meningitis. We have to report you immediately. Luckily, it was viral. If it was bacterial, I would have been dead already. Because bacterial spreads super fast.
Yeah, what, do you just take lots of meds?
They have to basically clean out all of your blood and your whole system. So they're just pumping.
Wow. You get like a dialysis machine or something?
No, I just had like 2 different IVs in each arm, and so they're just like flushing me through antibiotics. Yeah, I've never wanted yogurt more in my life because they basically kill all the bacteria in your body.
Okay.
Which, you know, a lot of that is good bacteria that you can get from yogurts or, you know, probiotics,
right,
basically. So, yeah.
Damn.
I was there for 4 days.
I had, I'm glad you're alive.
yeah.
Screw meningitis.
It was crazy. Yeah, I just kept, literally, I was like still making jokes in the emergency room, stuttering.
How long were you like?
Like, just tell me I have AIDS. Just say it.
How long did it take you to recover from all that? Like, was this like a week or is this 2 days? Is this 24 hours?
I spent 4
hours?
Days in the hospital.
4 days?
Yeah, and then, I had to really be careful after
I went to a ear, nose, throat guy one time. Because I would do like, you know, 5 shows, and then on a Sunday my voice would be like gone because I'm screaming, and I used to smoke, and so like it was not good for my voice. And so I went to the ear, nose, and throat guy, and you know, he's just talking, and he goes, "All right, let's look up. I'm gonna look in your nose." And I go, "Okay." He's looking up there with a flashlight. He's like, "Okay, that's fine. Open your mouth." And I lean back to open my mouth, and I didn't know he was gonna do this because had I had time to prepare, I would have said, "Don't do that."
Did he put his finger down your throat?
Yes.
Like your butt.
Dr. Aziz, I'm sorry. He goes, "No, it's cool." And I hung out and blew him. It was amazing.
Yeah. He put his tongue in your throat. Sorry.
Or he just karate chops you right in the eyes.
You're fine. Actually, going to treat this bruise on your neck I just put. No. So I open my mouth, I lean back, and he has this long, like,
tube?
Yeah, with a flashlight on it.
Oh, no.
It looks like I don't know how to, like, a movable sort of, like, wand, you know. And I'm like, I thought he was just going to look at my mouth. And he goes, "Hey!" Right in my nose hole.
No.
All the way through my nose, down my mouth, in my throat.
No.
So I've got this thing going in my nose, down my mouth, and I'm starting to go, "Hey, how are you going to do that?" He goes, "Relax."
Yeah, relax.
Relax. Relax, and we're good.
And then he just
like,
pulls it right
out. But had he told me, you know.
Yeah.
I would have said, tensed up and said, we're not doing that.
And so you were fine?
Yeah. I think he said, "Stop smoking cigarettes." I should have just done that anyway.
Okay. Wow.
Woo!
That's crazy.
Look at us. We're alive. We're healthy.
Healthy human beings.
Yeah, and then I went to the dentist, too, like I'm doing it all.
Uh-huh.
Like,
oh, you went to the dentist this week?
Today? No, yesterday I went to the dentist.
Okay, what'd they say?
No cavities!
Oh, wow.
So that's good.
I
didn't think that one was coming. Because that, again, was 5 years. I could just do every 5-year checkup, you know?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Your mom's going to be so mad.
And relieved when she hears it. No cavities.
Yeah, she's going to be mad that you're not sick.
Yeah, like, damn it, that poison didn't work.
Ah, dang it.
You didn't eat those cookies, did you? But no, it's, so my teeth are good, but like these front two here are my bottom two teeth are sort of moving forward, which is like causing the front two teeth up top to be chipped away when I close my mouth. So you can, I don't know if you can barely tell, but you can't even see my mouth anyway. Like I got a tiny mouth as it is. By the way, they hate me when I go to the dentist's office.
Oh, 'cause
they have to break out the kid utensils.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like when you're doing the x-rays.
Oh, my God.
And you put the thing in your mouth. I'm like, I just go ahead and tell them, like, get the kid stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just going to save you 15 minutes here.
Yeah.
Go get the kid stuff. Because I can't have my mouth that wide, and it's annoying for both of us.
Yeah. So, you'd be a terrible gay guy.
I would, the best. Tight's good.
Oh, my God.
I think I'd be the worst at it because I'd be crying the whole time.
Did you, have you gotten your wisdom teeth pulled?
Yes, all 4 of them when I was a kid when I got braces.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I've only had 2.
They had surgery. They had to cut them out.
Oh, they cut them. Yeah.
Oh, I have the worst mouth problems.
Okay.
All 4 wisdom teeth pulled. 2 eye teeth, they called them back then. They come from up here. Yeah. Uh-huh. Those got pulled.
Wow.
And then braces. Then, back when the braces first came out, in Hickory anyway, before there's the ones that go around your tooth called bands, and there's the one that glue on your teeth called the brackets, okay? Before brackets came out, I had bands on every tooth. Tooth had the one that wrapped all the way around the tooth, which means cement and this stupid-ass jackhammer machine that they use.
Oh, my God.
It's the worst. And I got a tiny mouth, and they hated me, and I hated them. And so then they had rubber bands, that you had to put on, they moved my teeth really fast.
Oh.
So then I had receding gums.
Oh, my gosh.
So I had to get gum surgery.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so they cut the gum for the roof of your mouth and then sew it in down to where it was receding. So I've got that.
Wow.
But no cavities.
I had braces. Yeah, no cavities.
Your teeth are amazing.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that
Did
was
you
all
have
my
braces?
Orthodontist.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How bad were they jacked up before this?
They were, yeah.
Yeah,
they
got,
were pretty
you
bad.
You have before pictures, like of the teeth?
No. Yes. I mean, I'm sure.
Sure. I like to see the before
but
and after.
I just really had one that was like really out of place. Like the tooth next to my two front teeth was pushed back.
Okay.
Like, and then, so then they also had to widen my mouth.
What?
Yeah. So I had this thing called a Hyrex and a Schwartz.
You make a great giga.
Yeah, I know.
You had a what? What's it called?
It's called a Hyrex, which went on the top, and a Schwartz that went on the bottom. And I don't know.
What is that, a retainer?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
But the top one, no, it was like a bridge that they, that went like across the
right,
roof of your mouth.
Pushed them out?
Yes.
Yes.
So stuff would get trapped on top of there because it's like,
oh my
there's
God.
Still like an inch from the top of your
So they widened your bite.
So I had to, I had to turn a key on it every day.
Oh, no.
Yes. They came with this little key and you would turn it and it would just be so painful. And
oh
then
my
just,
God. That's like medieval torture
mm-hmm,
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We went through some shit.
Yeah, the
well,
bottom one.
You had a
one,
key.
I had a key that I had to do on the top and the bottom to widen it. And then I had big underbite. So then they had to do the headgear. I had the headgear.
You have man. I never had the headgear. I got lucky
I didn't have to wear it to school, luckily. I only had to sleep with it. So that was good, at least. But, yeah, I remember the day they got taken off and how slimy they felt.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Your teeth feel so slimy. And then you'd get the different colored rubber bands because you're like, this is like the only joy I have in this is picking out a color.
Yeah. I try to get a color that doesn't look like food. You know, so it's obviously a pink or a red, nothing green.
Yeah.
That's bad.
I need to get the other two wisdom teeth taken out because they constantly come in and out. But when I got my first two taken out, I couldn't afford to do the go to sleep. I could only afford the laughing gas.
Oh, yeah, I had that.
So
the gum surgery, I had that.
Oh, God.
No, it's nitrous oxide.
Yeah, whatever it
was, makes you, like,
it made
giggly.
Me laugh so hard. And, literally the doctor's on top of me. I can hear it crunching, right? Like,
ooh,
them
pulling
it out.
Yeah.
And he pulls
Oh, that's the worst part is the noise.
The noise.
Because you don't feel anything.
Uh-uh. I don't feel it.
You
I
just
think
hear
it's
it.
Hilarious. Yeah, but
oh,
it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it still haunts me, that noise.
Yeah.
But he pulled out my bottom tooth, and he was like, it's a girl, like that.
Oh, God.
And I just laughed so hard at that. Like, any doctor's joke would have just slayed me.
Yeah.
And so then
it's a girl.
Yeah, the next one is, it's a boy. And I was like, no, I don't want it. it's just like
That
so
was
the
two wisdom teeth. You have two more to go, huh?
I still have two more to go.
They could mess up your bite. Like,
yeah.
If when they're coming in, they'll push those other teeth. So you gotta,
Might
have to get those pulled. That'll be fun.
Still have to
get
wear
on
my
nitrous
retainer
again.
Or my.
Well, my dentist told me that I gotta go back to an orthodontist.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because these two front teeth, just magically on their own decided, nope, we're gonna move up.
Well, now they have that Invisalign. It makes it pretty easy.
Yeah, but I know I'll lose that thing. Like, if it's something that I have to keep track of, like put in and out of my mouth, like a retainer or Invisalign.
No, you get a new one like every 2 weeks.
But you did take it out to eat and put it back in?
Yeah.
Because that's going to be gone. Because I'll take it out on the road somewhere, put it down a tray, and then throw the tray away. And
mm-hmm.
go like, ow!
Yes.
Because I know I'll do that.
Yeah, I
know.
So
I'm going to get the braces. I'm going to say, go ahead and wire me.
Yeah.
Let's just do that.
I still have my bottom retainer. It's permanent in my mouth.
Do you? Behind your teeth?
Uh-huh, behind my bottom teeth.
Does it ever come out? I mean, will it ever come out?
No.
No?
Somebody,
Does it
one,
bother you?
One
You're
of the
probably used to it now.
I don't even notice it.
Yeah,
but one of the doctors said I should get it taken out. And then when I went to the orthodontist, he's like, no, it's just going to move your teeth. No.
Yeah.
Now they're so used to it, you can't take it out. So.
Did I tell you the story about these are veneers right here? So the front four teeth up top.
Oh, yeah?
These are veneers.
They're all fake.
Yeah.
Because
do you know how? Okay, so well,
did you get kicked by a mule?
Yes, and
hockey.
Like, also, let me guess. A donkey. A mule and a donkey.
Wow, that's crazy how they were together.
Yeah. So I was like, these two teeth have been like this for a while, right?
The
like
bottom two?
Yeah, the last 15 years. Uh-huh. So even the teeth before these veneers were getting chipped away.
Oh, wow.
So I thought, problem solved, veneers.
Okay.
And he goes, yeah, we can fix that. So what they do with veneers is they shave your original tooth down to a nub. I told you this one, right?
I don't know. I just know this for because I have friends that have it done.
So they shave your original teeth down to like a little baby-looking nub, just like an anchor for the actual veneer that's going to come. And so I had they give you temporaries while they make the real ones, right? So for like a week, I'm walking around with four teeth I can just pull out and look really weird, these baby nubs, you know? So during that time frame, I got the audition for Harold and Kumar Escape Guantanamo Bay, where I would play a redneck farmer married to his sister who has a cyclops for a son who lives in the basement. I go, I'm taking them out.
Yeah.
And so I went in there, and I think that helped me get the part because I walked in with these little weird baby teeth, and that guy looked at me like I was like homeless off the street. He's like, you got to get out of here. I was like, no, I'm John Reap, but my name's on the list. And I think that helped me, but I'm going to have to get these redone again because these teeth are chipping in at them.
Oh, which, man.
Yeah, that's why I got mouth issues.
Yeah. You don't say.
I do. But I got good cholesterol, no diabetes.
And your prostate.
No meningitis.
It's not
prostate's
big.
Good.
Prostate's nice and small.
We're waiting on the poop results to come back.
Oh, you don't have those yet?
No, they had to mail them off.
That's like our DNA test.
Someone might be going. That's right.
Yeah.
Someone's going through it right now. I don't know what the results will be. I guess they're looking for colon cancer and that kind of stuff. But yeah, that's.
Is that what they do that for?
Yeah, that's what he said. What was yours for, Aaron?
Yeah, Aaron.
Just for fun?
Just had a lot of gastrointestinal problems.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So.
Anything you didn't want to talk about or reveal?
I had an ulcer at 13.
An ulcer?
Yeah, I was a worried little anxious little kid.
In your stomach?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
So how did they fix that?
Medication, just like Xanax.
Yeah. Do you get heartburn now?
I take some.
Is that that wouldn't?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm surprised I don't have an ulcer. Maybe I will. Maybe when I get the poop results back, I'll have an ulcer.
They have to go in there and look.
That's a colonoscopy.
That's through the backside.
Yep. Have you had that one?
Yes, for the ulcer?
That's how they find the ulcer or a tumor.
Well,
right.
They wanted to be sure it wasn't something down there, so they did that as well. But they do one through the throat.
The
endoscopy.
They don't use the same one in your throat that they use in your butt, do they?
I made the same joke. I said, go up top first. Yeah. I made that joke at 13.
Yeah. A comedian friend of mine, Brent, who opens for me a lot of times, he had the same procedure, right? Mm-hmm. And he has a joke about it. He goes, well, endoscopy is when they go through the mouth and then he has his finger like that. And he goes, and a colonoscopy is when they go like this and you do it at the same time. That's called a rotisserie. Well, it's like a Chinese finger cuff. You can't get out of it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Don't do both at the same time. But that's, I think that's probably, but for that one, you have to prepare. You got to drink a lot of fluids the day before and all that crap, right?
You have to do enemas.
Yeah. No, no. You get to do enemas.
Oh, you did an enema once for that Steve Byrne pilot.
With Steve Byrne, we went together.
You got a coffee enema.
Coffee enema, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And how did that feel?
Weird at first.
Uh-huh. And then did you get the doctor's phone number?
Yeah, I sure did. He's a good guy.
We keep in touch.
Yeah. Same doctor. Really weird.
No.
I did that because Steve was like, hey, I got this show I'm doing for Esquire Network. Mm-hmm. It was a pilot. Of course, it didn't get picked up.
No,
I know.
I wrote
ever
on
does.
It. I wrote on
oh,
it.
Oh, you did? Then
we
you
suggested
know.
You.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, thank you.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Scott Tomlinson then. What's up, Tomlinson?
Yeah, Gareth Reynolds wrote on that too.
Awesome.
So
that was actually really good. I was angry at it, and that one did not get picked up.
Yeah, it's amazing the things that don't get picked up.
All
this doctor talk. I'm sure.
We should get drunk right now. We should do something very unhealthy.
Have you ever? You haven't ever been like deathly sick?
Not deathly. Uh-huh. Like I've had the measles when I was a kid.
Did you ever break an arm or anything?
separated shoulder right here.
Really?
Yeah. Real quick. I'm not.
Oh, no.
Feel that. That's a regular shoulder. Uh-huh. Now feel that one. That's a separated
shoulder. Oh, gross.
You feel that bone?
I didn't mean to say gross, but
no,
yeah.
No, it is kind of gross.
It's crazy.
But you can't tell just looking at me. You got to get in there and feel. But
yeah. I mean, I know you look weird.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, I, no, I'd feel that way, too.
Not when I put my hands on you.
But I did that one playing football, backyard football after high school. Got tackled in a ditch, and then the shoulder, you know, so that's like, oh. It goes like that, and, mm-hmm. and it just popped out. And then the doctor goes, well, we can put a screw in it, and it'll, you know, it'll look good, and you can build your muscle up around it, but you might get arthritis.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, or we can not put a screw with it, and you can just live with it, and then just muscle build up around it, and you might get arthritis. I said, well, let's go without the screw then.
Yeah.
So I'm now get arthritis. It is kind of sore. That was another thing I had the doctor test, and he's like, you know, I might get that fixed if I can, even though it's been, I don't know, that happened when I was 19. I'm 45 now, like 30 years ago or some shit.
I've never broken a bone. They broke my collarbone when they delivered me.
And what?
Because I was a forceps baby. No, I had to be pulled out.
It was an accident,
like,
though. They didn't do it on purpose.
Oh, yeah, no, they didn't do it on purpose.
She's too big. We're going to have to break this bone. It's like, wait.
Yeah, no, my mom did it. No, she she couldn't figure out why I was crying so much and I wouldn't nurse on one side. And so, of course, my mom was like, oh, she doesn't love me. You know, like she doesn't,
she doesn't
you
like
know,
that boob.
She's not taken to me or whatever. But I would nurse on the other side. So that's when they found out. It was like it was more than a day that I like was just sitting there
walking
crying. Yeah, without them. Wow. Knowing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they just, because your bones are so brittle when you're a baby, so they just swaddle you and then it just grows right back together.
So you didn't have to do anything. It just.
They just swaddled me really tight and then they just had to keep that up for my mom and dad had to keep that up.
So they went back to the hospital and said, okay, she can't stop crying and she doesn't like my breast milk. They go, well, let's do an x-ray. And then they noticed.
She was still in the hospital. Back then you stayed more than a day.
That's right.
You know, they had to sew you all up and. Monitor
so
you.
So you're a forceps baby.
Yeah, I did not want to come out. I was like,
We have so much in common.
Yeah? Were you a forceps baby?
I was a breech birth, double breech birth.
What? That
means you come out butt first.
Oh.
Like I was doing a yoga pose. Like I was touching. I didn't want to come out either.
So maybe you have had a prostate exam. You just don't remember it when they pulled you out by your butt.
It's been a while. It's been 45 years.
Wait, how did they do that then? You were coming out butt first.
You got to understand, this was back in 1972.
Technically, that's head first for you. But.
That's right. That's right. That's why I've always been just an ass. Like, that's how I'm coming out, mooning the world. I guess I'll be a stand-up. But I've always been a pain in my mom's crawl since day one. But no, I came out, bending over like that. It was like, you're supposed to come out head first.
I mean, I'm just imagining you right now as a baby, but it just looks exactly like you with the beard and the hat and everything.
I know! I'm not done stretching. All right, let's go.
A giant baby. You're poor Miss Betty.
Oh, I know.
Uh-huh. So what do they have to do? They have to push you back in and then turn you around?
Well, they tried all that.
Oh, God.
Like,
and you're like,
feet first would be breech.
Right.
Head first is normal. Double breech is ass first. So they tried. They go like, well, I don't turn it this way. Like, and she's like, ow, 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 ow. So I think it was like.
Yeah. That could really harm her.
When my mom calls, mm-hmm. we're going to call my mom. Maybe not this episode, but another episode.
Next time we talk.
We'll ask her next time we talk to my mom about the breech birth. I'm sure she'll tell more and more. I wasn't really there.
You weren't?
Like, I don't remember it. No, I was there.
Your dad probably doesn't either.
No, he
wasn't.
He
probably passed out.
No, he was in the lobby. What was he doing? He said he was watching not Matlock.
No.
It was some black and white court TV show back in the day in the 70s. I forgot what it was. He was watching an episode of that.
Night
and he got
court.
Mad that it was before Night Court. He got mad that this is 1972.
Oh, right.
So
this
he
is
was trying to
electricity.
Watch an episode of that before the wheel. And so his joke is like, I didn't even get to finish. Like, it was fast. Once I was there, they're like, well, it's almost out. Like, my butt, like, I was ready to roll. Like, my butt was coming out. And so
they just pulled you out by your butt?
They just said, let's go.
No.
Let's get it over with. So I came out. I literally came out butt first. Like, doubled over. Like, grabbed me by, you know, just pulled me out that
God.
Way. And now
your
it's.
Your poor mother.
We'll ask her about it. Make sure we talk to her. How do we get off on that one? I don't know.
I was talking about a broken bone because you said you dislocated your shoulder. They broke my foot when they when I had surgery on my foot. I had to get a bunion removed. Such a gross thing to say. It's literally the worst name for something.
It's not hot.
It's not hot.
Like,
yeah.
You know.
I know.
What's your girlfriend
doing?
Well, she's got a bunion.
I don't know. There's even a Instagram handle devoted to my bunion that somebody started. Yeah.
That's great. What's it called? I want to go follow your bunion.
I think it's bunion something. I don't know.
Sarah's bunion?
I don't know, but you could just see, like, every once in a while they'll...
let's talk about bunions now. How do you get a bunion? What is that? What is it exactly? Is it like plantar fasciitis? Is that something different?
I'm not really sure. It's like, you get it from, like, running or hiking, like, if your shoes are too tight. So a lot of women who wear heels all the time. What happens is...
on your toes?
Yes. So what happens is your big toe starts growing inward.
Right.
Towards your pinky.
Oh, because heels will smash your feet together. Your toes together.
Yeah. And then, so then that bone starts sticking out, and then obviously, like, it makes a callus on the outside of it.
I'm surprised more women don't have bunions.
Oh, a lot of us do, but it's just, like, the surgery, I didn't realize how painful it is. Somebody told me it was, like, one of the worst. Like, even my friends who've given birth and have had the same are, like, the bunion was way worse.
Oh,
and I was like,
gosh.
I don't know. But what they have to do is break those
break
bones.
Your toe.
Reset them, shave off the end of your bone, reset them, then put screws in there to hold the bone straight so that it doesn't continue to grow that way. And some people have to have it again, like later. I only had it on one foot.
Yeah.
And so I decided not to have it on the other one. It wasn't as bad. I was like, no, I could just live with this.
Yeah, I'm just going to walk lift.
It took me pretty much a year to really fully recover.
I was going to say, how long does that take?
So you got 6 weeks in a boot.
Yep. I think you were wearing a boot in Arizona.
Yeah, probably.
I think
so.
I remember you limping.
Yeah, because.
Or maybe it was a Josh Wolf show we were doing.
Josh Wolf show for sure. That's when I had it done.
Yeah.
Right before that.
Okay, and that's what it was. Because I said, what's up? He goes, that's my bunion. I thought you were making a good joke.
No.
I thought you were being funny.
No, you literally cannot even, I couldn't stand on my foot even for a week. Took a whole week to just be able to put pressure on it in the boot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty awful.
So right now your toes are reset, healed.
Mm-hmm.
Are there like metal rods in them?
There's two screws in there.
Two screws in them, wow.
Mm-hmm. But they don't set off like the metal detector or nothing.
No, okay,
they ain't that bad.
That's good.
They're not that big. But yeah, it is awful. That's when I got a TV in my bedroom. I never had a TV in my bedroom, but I knew I was going to have to spend, like, a lot of time in there healing myself.
Smart. I've always had one in my bedroom. I can't. That's how I fall asleep. I just leave TV on. Although it's not smart. I should probably just turn it off. But then I'm laying there like, what do I do now?
I know. That's what I do, too. I'm
I can't
just
put
like,
my phone on. I'm just staring at the ceiling.
I've been trying to make myself go to bed.
I hate
going to bed. When I'm not, you hate going to bed.
Here's the thing.
I love sleeping. Getting to sleep is the hard part.
I hate getting in or getting out.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Like if I'm in there, I don't want to get out of it. But when I'm up, I'm like, I don't want to get in there.
Yeah.
So, but once it's at, which is horrible, but but that's every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard. I've been trying to read more, but then if I read at night too much, then it trains my brain to fall asleep during the day when I read.
Yeah, yeah.
So if I read my book like on an airplane, then it just like puts me to sleep. And then you can never get through your book.
Oh my gosh. How come you didn't pay your bills? Well, I started reading the bill. I felt, yeah, you're late on your Amex card there. Can't stay awake.
Too hard. Yeah. This is not the show that I thought that we were going to end up talking about.
But it's fun. It's organic. It's healthy. It's natural. Well, it's free-flowing.
Yeah. I've been sticking to my vegan diet, by the way.
All right. Good.
Yeah. Really tough. The hardest part is eggs, because eggs are in everything.
That's true.
But.
Vegan.
Yeah.
So you're not doing milk.
No milk, no cheese, no eggs, no butter.
Eggs is the toughest one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, but I am going to, I still eat raw fish. Like, I'll still eat sushi.
Yeah.
Because I just, it's clean enough that I'm not, like, worried about the hormones. It was more for, like,
for health?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Energy and health. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm doing a sort of sticking to a diet as well, not vegan. I'm doing the exact opposite of you, like the low carb thing.
Yeah.
So I'm not haven't had any fried food in a long time.
Good.
Been doing a lot of I went shopping and got some healthy stuff in the grocery store. So I got egg beaters. You know, there's a little low cholesterol. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just pour my eggs into a pan.
That's great. Yeah.
Lots of so that's breakfast. And then I got some snacks. And I usually go out with a friend or somewhere to eat. But I always do like a steak or a chicken. The other day, I forgot where I was coming from, but I was just hungry. I'm like, well, I just bought a bunch of groceries, but I'm hungry now.
Yeah, I hate that.
So I'm like, screw it.
I
made up an excuse for me to go to Gelson's. Like, well, I could use some more salad dressing. I think I might be out. And then I pulled in there for that. And then I go like, I saw a whole rotisserie chicken right there. I'm like, I'm buying that lemon, herb, whatever.
Lemon pepper.
The whole chicken. Ate the whole thing last
You did?
Night. Ate a whole chicken.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You ever had Zanku chicken with the garlic paste? They sell that garlic paste at Trader Joe's now, by the way.
Wow, I haven't been to Zanku in forever.
Yeah.
I forgot how good they are.
Yeah, I know.
El Pollo Loco, not bad in a pinch.
Not bad.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's like a franchise. It's not, but they make the chickens right
also,
there.
Also, In-N-Out Burger, just get a protein style, no bun.
Yep.
That's always good.
That one's tough, too.
But I'm
saying goodbye to bread.
I was, you were talking about those egg beaters. My mom, my whole life, made eggs in the microwave.
Yeah.
And
holy
they
crap.
Are lit. I cannot, anytime somebody cooks them on the stove, I'm like, gross, gross. I can never. I okay. love microwave eggs. They're so much fluffier.
This might be the best episode we've ever done.
We're funny. We're soulmates.
My whole life, I've always cooked it on the stove. Mm-hmm. My parents did, blah, blah, blah. Just recently, my dad goes, did you know you could just make these in the microwave?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
He just poured it in the plate, you know, put the stuff in there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
You don't have to, now there's one less dish.
Mm-hmm.
You got to clean.
Yeah.
So
2 minutes. Phew.
Yeah.
My mom always put cream cheese in them, too. That was like a real added bonus.
Yeah.
Because when
during the microwave process?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and cream cheese, you know, just makes everything really cheesy.
Yeah.
So trust me,
fantastic. Cream cheese? What else?
Cream cheese in. We always just did plain, but yeah, you can put whatever else you want in
there. Cream cheese and egg beaters.
Mm-hmm. 2 minutes, stir to whatever, another minute. Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Okay.
But I remember she always had this green casserole dish, it was a yellow one. That's what she made the eggs in, this yellow one in the microwave. And when she was growing up, they would get cream cheese like only on special occasions.
Okay.
So when she was older, she's like, we're having it every time.
She get the Philadelphia brand?
Oh, yeah.
That's the good stuff, huh?
Yeah, that's the good stuff.
I didn't really enjoy cream cheese until college.
Yeah, it takes you a second. Like, I remember
it was
the first
on bagels.
Time, yeah, the first time I ever tried it, I was like, I don't like this. And then I tried it again, and then I liked it the second. It, you know, it took a couple times to acquire the taste for it.
Yeah.
Because it is different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's that's cheese, so there's not many carbs in that, most likely,
mm-mm.
I wouldn't think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trader Joe's has the whipped cream cheese, too, so.
Oh,
I always
yeah.
like that, their kind, too. It's
whipped cream cheese?
Mm-hmm.
Like Cool Whip? In a can?
No.
Like, how does it?
It still comes in a plastic container, but it's just fluffier.
I'm going to put that in my egg beaters.
It's easier to spread, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, see, when I'm first growing up, there was no bagels in Hickory. I mean,
no
I'm
way.
Sure there were, but the
they
people,
weren't in your house.
Well, they weren't in the cafeteria at school.
Right.
Never saw a bagel.
Oh, okay.
Like, you had to know people who liked bagels.
So you didn't go to, like, a Jewish
school? Believe it or not.
You didn't go to...
Did not.
Whatever those places are called, a rabbi academy. What
right.
is it? Temple.
Well, we're looking at Aaron like you should know this. You know everything.
Temple.
Temple, that's what it is. No, Southern Baptist school, public school, mm-hmm. generic. But I'm talking with the lunches was the square pizza or the rectangle pizza with the pepperoni and little chips like that.
Mm-hmm.
Corn. That's the only place you eat corn and pizza together.
Yeah.
High school.
Yeah, that is
and
true.
And milk.
Yeah,
maybe
always
some
had
green
milk.
Beans.
We always had milk for dinner.
But I never saw a bagel. until wow. And then I go to college in Raleigh, North Carolina State. That's the capital. Lots of stuff going on. Lots of people from yeah. all over the country. And then now there's like 8 bagel shops on this one street. Coffee bagel. I'm like, what is the big deal with bagels, man? It's just burnt bread. I mean, just chew. I mean, have they had a biscuit?
It's just the donut. Biscuits that are tastes way plain. Better.
Yeah, it's a horrible donut. But then I go, no, come on, it's a thing. So I like get into that for a while. I get into coffee and bagels for a minute. I go like, that's where I fell in love with the cream cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Man, I just forgot what I was going to say.
Sorry.
My mom used to let us have cake for breakfast all the time.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah,
that
she's like.
That is great. Give us a chocolate cake.
We would, because she's like, my mom would be like, well, that ain't no different than a donut, you know?
Yeah.
And it's true.
That's the Bill Cosby bit. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
There was one of his first ones. Aaron's shaking his head. It's called Bill Cosby Himself.
Uh-huh.
And he has a whole routine about how, I think it was his dad. Like, mom normally made breakfast, but this one morning she didn't. Mm-hmm. And dad's like lazy and he just saw chocolate cake. He goes, well, there's eggs in cake. There's milk in cake. Here we go. And
then, of course,
it was like a big thing.
But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the logic's there.
Yeah. I definitely, obviously, like the food I ate at home was like way better yeah. than the food at school, because the food at school was real country. And yeah. I was not accustomed to fried okra or green right. beans or anything like that. And they would also have those like red apples. You remember those like candy apple? They're like red all the way. They look like beets.
Okay.
But they were apples.
Yeah,
they
like
were
a
from
tiny,
a can.
Oh, a crab.
Not a crab apple. Like a
crab apple's what I was thinking. No, not a crab apple.
No, these would come like out of a can, and they yeah. were just like candied, like red candied apples.
No
and
kidding.
It was a, ugh.
I don't think I had that. That sounds,
those.
Oh, really? Not good?
No, did not like those.
So it didn't taste like an apple.
Mm-mm.
Oh, man.
No, it did not taste like that.
Yeah.
But now, you know, I love fried okra and green beans. I mean, I love all of that.
I do too.
We never got it at home.
You didn't get it home.
No. My mom didn't like
Georgia
vegetables.
Georgia Sue didn't make fried okra?
Mama didn't like vegetables, so she's like, if I'm not eating them, I can't make you eat them.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Good logic.
My dad did, and like, we would eat like carrots and potatoes and, you know, celery. That was yeah. about it.
What's your favorite vegetable?
My favorite vegetable?
This is our, normally we start the show with this, but now we're going to end with our personal question. What's your favorite vegetable?
Man, that's a good question.
Well, I think we did talk about Thanksgiving sides at one point. I think
yeah.
we did that one.
I mean,
episode.
I love potatoes, but like when I need to be healthy, I'll make broccoli. And I usually
yeah.
make broccoli and cauliflower, and then I whip it mm-hmm. in a blender with some this
cream
cashew cheese. Yeah, cream cheese, or oh. I had to use this. Now I use cashew cheese, but yeah, it's
We should bring, like, cook for each other. Like, I'm going to bring something in here for you to eat, and you'll bring something for me to eat.
Well, we need to do that when we get drunk together.
Oh,
on
that's
a,
right. We're
going to
get drunk. We're going to get drunk together as well, even though I got a fat blood. I'll just gotta pace myself. I'm taking the foot off the gas is all. I'm just going to let it coast for a little bit.
Is that like no
With the
alcohol?
Drinking.
Oh,
yeah,
the
yeah,
drinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I mean, I've just been flooring it for 5 years. So I'm just going to.
Why
just
5 years?
I'm just going to. Well, that's when I got divorced.
I was going to say, yeah,
I
didn't want to bring that
like,
up.
I've just been like hammering it. Mm-hmm. So, but now I feel good again. So I'm not going to do that. I was going to say, oh, okay, real quick.
Uh-huh.
We're doing good. This is, like I said, one of my favorite episodes so far. Out of how many we done?
28?
8,000?
27.
Oh, that's close. So, speaking of high school lunch.
Okay.
Right. I was at a Panthers game, and I ran into my old high school art teacher.
Oh.
This is like right after I won Last Comic Standing.
Uh-huh.
And he was cool. He's like one of the cool teachers. Everybody loved this guy, right?
I always hated seeing my teachers out. It made me
too.
Really uncomfortable. I'm like, you live at school.
Especially
like, don't come
in
into
high
my
school.
World. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. When you're in high school, it's
right.
weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I just, this years later, I was 30-something, yeah. but mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. And he's drinking, I'm drinking, we're having a good time. He's like, I got to get you to come speak to my my art class, and you tell me your story about how you went from here to here and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, I'll do that, but you got to let me come to lunch because I want to eat that stupid pizza again because you can't buy that crap anywhere else.
Yeah.
I don't know where you buy that kind of pizza.
No, that's just from a factory.
Right.
Yeah.
It comes in a gigantic pan.
School cafeteria factory.
Yeah. I said, I remember eating that crap with mayonnaise and ketchup, like poor man's French mayonnaise,
oh, man.
French dressing.
With tater tots.
Yep.
Tater tots were always at
tater
school.
Tater tots still
Never.
To this day one of the best.
By far.
Forms of potato that
those are
exists.
Vegan and they're awesome.
There you go.
Yeah.
Watch out for that cholesterol, though.
I mean, I tell you what.
Anyway,
so
he's like, come speak to my my art class. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I'll do that. And then we're exchanging emails. He goes, all right, so now it's gotten bigger. He's like, do you mind just speaking to all of my art classes at once? Like, I'll put them all, we'll make a thing. Like, mm-hmm. And I go, okay. I was just going to come in there and just hang out.
Yeah.
And then he goes like, okay, so now the principal's in on it, and they want to know if you can just speak to the whole school.
No. Oh, my God.
I'm like, well, no. This turned into a gig.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And I can't just speak.
Yeah.
I got to be funny.
Yeah.
So I had to go do a gig in my high school, which is really weird, but I did go eat at the cafeteria.
Okay.
And I did enjoy myself some corn, some pizza, and some, I think it was green beans.
So they had to plant
applesauce.
Oh, okay.
Applesauce.
Did they have to plant it on a day where they were serving that, right? They don't just serve that every day.
They might serve it every day. I think it's an option.
Oh, so we had a menu.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because my mom, in the morning we'd go and me and my sister would sit at the breakfast bar after we argued over who got the shower first.
Yeah.
And then we'd sit at the breakfast bar and my mom would make us breakfast.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, while we're doing our any homework or studying for whatever test, and then she'd read us what the menu, like, the school was serving that day. And we'd be like, yay or nay, with, like, thumbs up, thumbs down. And if it was thumbs down, she made our lunch. If thumbs up, then she gave us lunch money.
Oh, that's
yeah.
nice.
Yeah. So I definitely took my lunch to school a lot.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know. Just maybe in elementary school I did that.
It was like Salisbury steak day. I'm like, uh-uh. No, that ain't
Mama's
happening.
Georgia's making us something.
Georgia Sue.
I just call her Georgia now. Yeah. Well, this was fun.
Yeah, this is fun.
I don't think we did any segments.
No.
Haven't plugged anything.
Uh-uh.
It's just two hilarious people riffing it.
About our, like, physical illnesses and
Aaron,
problems.
What are we going to call this one?
That we're going to...
Health Nuts. Spell with a Z, because we're hilarious.
It is going to be called that now. We can't go back.
That's it. Health Nuts. Well, let's plug some stuff since we're sitting here thinking about
yeah.
it. I don't know when this one's coming out, but I might be on a cruise ship right now.
Yeah.
With Alabama. I'm going to take my podcast stuff. I'll see if I get some interviews for
you. You're going to get Randy Owen.
I'll try to get Randy Owen if you want me to.
He's so awesome.
Okay. I'll tell him you said that.
Okay. Oh, yeah. No, I met him once.
Segment right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah. I interviewed him at the CMAs
yeah.
on the red carpet. And I was like, is this your first time doing an award show? You know, and like he's just like giggling. It was great. But
well, I'll tell him you said, hey, if I run into him. It's, yeah. You know, some of those guys hide in their rooms and don't come out unless they do their gig and then they take off again.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Yeah. February.
Plug,
what are you doing? Yeah. You got some dates?
February, I'm in Reno on February 10th with Dennis Miller, and then I'll be at the Aspen Comedy Festival February 22nd through the 24th.
Okay.
Yep.
The Aspen Comedy Festival?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, crap. Mm-hmm. Say hey to all the comedians that I won't be there. My next gig will be February 22 through 25.
Ooh.
Perrysburg.
Sunday show.
Perrysburg Funny Bone. I want to say that's like
Perrysburg.
Yeah, it's something else. You know, it's like, oh, good Lord, yeah. I should know this.
All of
now,
that.
Now I got the spinning wheel of death. Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so
neat.
It's like right outside of Des Moines. That will be February 22th to 25th. Then Atlanta Punchline, which you've been to.
Mm.
The next weekend after that. Then I'm doing a theater gig in Sumter, South Carolina. Virginia Beach one night. Richmond Funny Bone one night. Garner, that's another theater gig. Jacksonville Funny Bone. The list goes on and on.
I mean, it goes on and on.
So, you know, go to johnreep.com. JONREEP.com, and then that will take you anywhere you want
to
go.
Yep, and you can go to saratiana.com, and all my tour dates are on there, or on my Facebook fan page. They're on there.
And send us your feedback. You know, we want to hear from you. I think one of these episodes, we're going to, like, really read everyone's little tweets and comments and, you know, give you guys some shout-outs.
Yeah.
And let you know that we love you and we appreciate you, and we want you to rate, review, subscribe, and share. Right?
Right.
All right.
This is awesome. Thank
Sarah,
you, John.
I want, because you have the best voice, and you know, you don't have any issues with an ear, nose, and throat doctor like me. I want you to have the last word of this episode.
Okay.
So, goodbye, everybody.
Happy Friday.
And the radio world, a lot to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child. And no mother's love.